Hi guys, happy new year. Welcome back to another episode of The Takeoff. It's 2023 and it's January. Most of us are back in the thick of it. And I just wanted to release a podcast this week just to basically provide some of my predictions on the year ahead, what we're likely to face as an industry, whether that's in the recruitment industry or whether that's in the construction and built environment industries, and basically just my thoughts and a bit of a summary on where things are going. So I've got 7 points I want to discuss today on what my potentially predictions, thoughts, bit of a brainstorm on where things are going. So obviously it's been an extremely busy couple of years. I think last year, 2022, was probably one of the most pressurized. It's one of the most complex, difficult, fast-moving markets we've experienced in everyone's career. I'm not 100% sure on a faster moving market than last year. Obviously, we've had crazy boom times. We've had, obviously the opposite of that during a bit of a recession or a bit of a dulling of the market. However, last year was a bit of a unique beast in itself. You can consider it as a boom, but it was nearly like a double or triple boom all in one year. And with that brought many complex challenges for construction businesses and for people working in construction as a whole. The number of people I had reach out to me last year who were just exhausted and were wanting something else was unprecedented, and I hate saying that word, it's just a COVID word now, isn't it? But it's a really interesting time, because we've seen a lot of people move last year, change jobs, change industries, change verticals, be promoted from within, gain more responsibility, work more hours. Everything went on last year. You name it. But that's brought around its own symptoms for this year, and these are really the symptoms that I'm going to discuss today. With that burnout, with those massive amounts of people transitioning jobs, moving from one company to the next, with the amount of people we're seeing, finally coming into Australia and New Zealand again, there's so much happening. So my number one point, and this is probably not going to be any surprise to y'all, is that I actually think it's going to get harder this year to find talent. So the reason I think of that and my reasoning behind that is because last year, that was the beginning of 2022. So we had COVID really kick off in March 2020, and it started to kind of go away from an industry perspective and from a employment perspective probably towards the end of 2021. So there was like probably a year and 9 months where, we had state border closures, we had international border closures, we had all that stuff affecting the industry. And then all of a sudden, everything opens up. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, shit, I actually want to change job. And, I want to get out there. I've been in this job for two years nearly, and it's driving me crazy. So you nearly had 2 years worth of people moving jobs. There was no one changing their job in January 2021. It's insane, because the market wasn't there and COVID was still rife. People weren't sure what was going on. So everyone started moving the beginning of January 2022. And so that comes to my point now, is that so many people moved last year that I really think now this year that we're going to see a real change of mindset within candidates, that they're not actually going to be as quick to pull the trigger. There was a lot of candidates who moved last year for an extra 20K, 25K. But now, if you're going to a junior CA or an estimator or a PM and you're offering them 25K more, but it's a little bit more risky. I'm just not too sure we're actually going to see those people move, where I think that they definitely moved last year. So I think that's going to be a big, big factor this year, is that the ones who wanted to move have already moved, right? And with the war in Ukraine, you know, I know that's like, is it affecting our life? Is it not? It's hard to say, you know, but there's definitely ramifications from that in terms of cost of living increases, you know, cost of fuel prices have increased. There's still supply chain issues. It's obviously China has opened up again, but they're getting something like 60,000 deaths a day at the moment with COVID, or so as being reported. So in terms of all of this, there's still going to be a lot of complex issues that we still faced last year, but people are going to be a lot more worried about job security this year. And the ones who were moving for money probably aren't moving for money anymore. So with an unemployment rate of 3.4%, one of the lowest in history, you start to wonder, where the hell are we getting these people from? You know, so last year, if you thought last year was hard to find people, this year, I truthfully think it's going to be harder. So me as a recruiter, last year, my best year to date. This year, I'm slightly worried. I want to try and keep up the, you know, to where things were at previously. But I'm looking at it and going, it's going to take probably 2, 3, 4 times the amount of effort trying to get someone to leave. And people are only going to leave for the cherry on the cake. So number one, it's going to get harder to find talent. So hopefully that hasn't come too much as a surprise. If you think things were going to fall down and it's going to get easier, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Number two, on the back of that, the ability to influence candidates and the market as a whole will be and should be everyone's number one priority in 2023. So if you're a construction company with, you know, 60 people, how do you influence the market? In my opinion, it comes back to something I keep chiming on about nearly every episode. It comes back to branding, comes back to storytelling, comes back to your ability to pull the emotional heartstrings of your community, of the people who are connected to your business, the ones who are connected to the people that are connected to your business. So those second and third person away from your business, those are the ones that you're trying to make an impact on right now, you're trying to affect. It's also going to be extremely important, and I'm not just saying this as a recruiter, but it is going to be extremely important to partner with really, really good recruiters. Now, like every industry, there's good and there's bad. Recruitment gets a bad name, real estate gets a bad name, but I always think of it, how many shitty cowboy builders are there out there? Loads. And it's the same thing with every single industry that we're in. You know, I think I watched a Netflix documentary last year, Dr. Death. Do you know what I mean? So there's every industry, there's some clown knocking about. And my opinion, this year, companies are genuinely going to need someone who has the ability to influence the market, the ability to influence candidates, and the ability to influence people. That is the number one priority. Fact. I can't think of anything more important this year. Whether you're influencing, you know, candidates, whether you're influencing people to stay within your business, whether you're influencing your clients to you know, give you that next tender, or, you know, secure that next project. That's the number one priority, flat out. There's nothing else more important. And, you know, having someone who knows the market, having someone who's able to consult with candidates and offer them a real high level overview of the market is so, so important. Because if you've got someone who's representing your brand and they're going out to market, and we've already discussed this, how it's going to get harder to find candidates, and you've got maybe 2, 3, 4 recruiters working on the same role, and they're all a 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10, they're actually affecting your business more so than having a positive impact. Because if you've got 4 recruiters and they've all been doing it for, you know, 12, 18 months, and they're still slightly rookie, which is, I don't know, I've got rookie recruiters working for me, but, and they're not able to influence, but they're getting peppered all the time by multiple people, and it becomes messy. Candidates start to think of your business as slightly messy. Candidates start to think of your business as unstructured, not having a clear vision, not having systems in place. All of these things candidates actually look at and go, you know what? That's not something I'm interested in. I'm going to stay where I am. They have bad representatives representing their brand. I'm going to stay where I am. But if you have someone who is knows the market, knows the industry, knows how to influence candidates, knows how to brand, but not be, I always think, you know, not be overly positive, not be too pushy, but being quite sort of consultative is the most important thing. And that's how you're going to find candidates. And I think companies are going to really need to start thinking outside of the box, getting creative, get your best creative people in a room together and start knocking out ideas. I think Einstein once said, creativity is intelligence having fun. Get in a room, get all your intelligent people in the room, start getting creative and start to think about how can we get the best people working for us? Because it's not going to be advertising. I'm telling you right now, Seek is dead in the water. There's currently 300 CA roles advertised on Seek in Australia. So that's just what's advertised. If you roughly say maybe, you know, one, I would say there's at least 10 companies that I know of, just purely off the bat, that I know of, that are looking for CAs right now but aren't advertising. So if you just take that as just a little sample and go, right, times that by 10, there's probably 3,000 CAs needed in Australia. And there's just no chance you're getting them from the local market. So these are the things that we've got to really start to think about. Get your creative people together. Get those people who are good at submissions and good at bids, and, you know, get your HR people together and get your best recruitment partners in the room as well. And start to think, how are we going to attract the best talent? That's number one priority. Because you ain't got the best talent, you ain't winning the best projects, and then you're just on a slow downward spiral. So yeah, that's number two. Influencing the market, going to be super important this year. Number three, candidates will align themselves to the job secure markets, such as the government sectors. That's something I spoke about quite a lot last year. If you're working in residential, if you're working in retail or industrial, you're going to start to see people shift towards really job secure industries. Okay, so what are the job secure industries? Obviously, health is, you know, phenomenally busy at the moment. There's defense, which is obviously, you know, 3-4% of Australia's GDP is spent in defense. So always going to be a market there. Infrastructure, real, or as the Aussies and Kiwis say, rail. Yeah, which I have to change from time to time. So infrastructure, roading, water, utilities, these industries that keep the country ticking, keep the country moving, are what candidates are wanting to align themselves. And it's going to become even more and more clear throughout the next sort of 6 to 12 months. If you're an industry and you're working in hospitality or residential or whatever it might be, I believe those companies will start to try and diversify. And I've seen it already. A number of my clients have went from a fit out specialist to doing clean rooms, to doing laboratories, you know, and then now they're trying to get into, you know, health and those types of industries, well-being, all that sort of stuff, where you're going to see continuous investment. I think something like 4 billion or 3.6 billion has been invested in health. And so, I mean, there's huge demand there. But again, there's going to be huge demand in the maintenance, in the upkeep, in the make goods, all that sort of stuff. So there's going to continue to be a very, very busy market this year. But candidates are going to align themselves to those markets where they think, hey, I'm going to be able to pay my mortgage in 12 months. Our interest rates are going up. I need to find something that I know is job secure, or it's a long project timeline, 18 months or 2 years or whatever it might be. So that's number three. Number four, the market is too saturated in Australia. I've already had these conversations this year already with clients that we and companies need to start thinking about overseas employees. Now, this year, straight off the bat, as always, I'm getting peppered by Irish, UK, South African, and Middle Eastern people wanting to come out to Australia or thinking that they want to come out to Australia and New Zealand, obviously. Mostly Australia, though, better weather. but the market's incredibly busy for that at the moment. But companies still haven't got their shit together, and that's a big part of it. You know, you'll get companies that say, yeah, we'll sponsor, but they're not actually in the position to sponsor. So, you know, you got to be an accredited employer. You got to get all those boxes ticked with immigration. You know, you've got to prove that, you know, you've got a turnover of over $1 million, and, you know, you've got to do your labor market testing in the local market to prove that there's not enough candidates there, all of that sort of stuff. Last year, I had a global international business say that they could sponsor. And after 3 months of the candidate interacting with the client, proved that they couldn't sponsor, but managed to work something out. Another 4 months added to that, candidate just decided, hey, well, you know what, I'm pulling the pin. And so what does that do? You know, it just makes things look really sheepish and crap to the candidate and to the market. So you've got to have your shit together, you know, and companies really need to start looking at this to go, you know what, Australian experience isn't the be all and end all. Like most modern and young countries like Australia, it was built in immigrants, you know, and it's going to continue to be built by immigration. So you've got to look at, hey, can we get experienced guys coming out of Ireland? Can we get experienced guys coming from the UK, South Africa, the Middle East? If these guys are able to build a World Cup, you know, like as successful as Qatar recently was for FIFA, you know, can they actually come and build a $30 million building in Brisbane or a $150 million you know, data center in Sydney? Of course, it takes, what, 3-4 months or something like that to get your head around the local terminology, you know, Smoko and Arvo and all that shit, you know, but really I understand, you know, companies want guys who know the local subbies. They want guys who have got relationships with clients and consultants and councils. But the reality of it is that that's not there. You know, I want $1 million. I want to win the lotto next week. I want that ticket, you know, to land in my lap for me to become a millionaire. But again, it's not going to happen. So you've got to change tack. You've got to think outside the box. You've got to have a long-term vision. You know, if you're just thinking about today and tomorrow, you know, you'll get to tomorrow and you realize you're still not got anything there. But if you start planning for the future, getting these guys locked in, they could be there in 6 months' time, and all of a sudden you've maybe eased recruitment for yourself for maybe 12, 18 months. You know, the good thing about this as well, when you do sponsor, these guys are nearly locked in for 2 years. So, you know, unless they want to take the risk of moving from one employer to the next, which most don't, it's you've got them locked in for 2 years. So it's a no-brainer, you know. So the UK and Ireland right now are sitting at I think about 8.9% inflation. I think UK was 9.6, Ireland 8.9. You know, you've got some of the largest global blue chip clients working in Ireland at that technology hub in Kildare. You know, you've got Facebook, you've got Intel, you've got MasterCard, you've got Amazon, you know, bigger clients than most Aussie companies. You know, if it was me, I'd be sitting thinking, Ireland's going into recession, I need to go get some 27, 28 year olds, and I need to get them quick before everyone else does. You know, Canada's out there, the US is out there, you know, it's the Middle East is going to continue. You're going to see Saudi Arabia now really sort of diversifying and trying to become more of a Western country. They are obviously offer incredible advantages with low tax, you know. So we've really got to start getting ourselves out there and realizing that shit's going to continue to be busy for a very, very long time. And as candidates are recession-proofing themselves, similarly, companies need to recession-proof themselves by getting the right people in, getting them in from overseas. You know, it's a number one priority. Number five, the demand's going to continue. The market's going to continue to be busy. As I said, things will continue to maybe be tricky. There's going to be complex, there's going to be moving parts. But my opinion, the people and the professionals that when you work and deliver work profitably will be the number one priorities for clients. So again, obviously we mentioned CAs are a no-brainer. QS is again very similar to a CA. PMs, obviously a good PM has the ability and should have the ability to manage a project commercially. Design managers, you know, phenomenal demand on the DM side. Estimators, guys who know the ins and outs of the market, are going to be phenomenally busy over the next couple of years winning work. So those, you know, that's what you got to consider. Not so much your site managers, not so much your supervisors, not so much your guys on the ground, because, you know, they're obviously managing the projects, but the ones who are able to manage them commercially is the number one priority. You know, if you're losing millions on a job, you know, you're not going to get many chances to recuperate that. Number six, every company's chasing the same work at the minute. So that's a big, big risk. It's a red flag. If you're in a business right now, you really should be considering diversifying. You should be considering looking at different industries or different niches where you can really carve out a real reputation for yourselves. You know, is there, if you're working in a specific industry, is there other industries similar to that? Obviously, we mentioned some private sector works, but if, you know, I know companies purely just do supermarkets, but, you know, if you're doing a supermarket, can you move on, do logistics, industrial, retail? You know, diversification is going to be a priority, and you got to diversify now, not in 6 months or 12 months when the market starts to move again, because that's too late. It has to be right now. So companies are going to be forced to diversify. Maybe you have to set up a sister brand or, you know, slightly different branding or whatever, market things differently. It's going to be, you got to look at the bigger picture. What you've been doing that's got you here isn't always going to be what the best thing to get into the next part. Okay, so number seven, I still think the market's going to continue to be really, really busy, guys. It's going to be really, really, really busy for the next few years. Obviously, I do a lot of work in Queensland, but we do a lot of work in Sydney, New South Wales. We do a lot of work in New Zealand. I haven't seen clients pull up at all saying, hey, you know what? We're scared. There is a recession on the way. I haven't seen anything like that come about. And that's the truth. There's been no one saying to me, we're struggling. I'm talking to companies saying, hey, we've got $1 billion we need tender for. So we've recently nearly signed a contract with a large scale, probably our biggest client to date, looking for 10 to 15 project managers. And they want us to go worldwide with it. And that's the right approach, because they're thinking 5 years down the line. You know, they're not just thinking, you know, in 5 weeks or 5 months. They're thinking big time. So it's going to continue to be really busy, guys, but I think there's a lot of hoops we're going to have to jump through over the next few months, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I think we'll start to see some companies grit their teeth a bit more. They're going to be a little bit more specific on who they hire. I think that's the right approach. You've always got to measure twice, cut once. I think you'll start to see companies shedding fat, you know, cutting fat a bit. Maybe they're going to have to cut fat with their clients. You know, it's not just the old analogy of just getting rid of the bad eggs in your business, but you got to start to look at it and going, hey, you know what? Is this the right client for us to do work with? Because the wrong client can turn your business into an absolute nightmare. So I think we're going to start to see a bit of that. I think we're going to start to see a big shift towards those government sectors. We need businesses to start to think outside the box, get creative, start to focus on branding, start to focus on influencing, start to focus on working with real experts. Because if you're not working with an expert, your life's going to be difficult. You're going to continue to get the same old people popping up all the time, and it's going to be challenging. So I think it's going to be exciting, guys. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm really looking forward to 2023. It's crazy. This market is mental. There's never a dull day, never a dull moment. But you know what? That's what keeps us excited. That's what keeps me going. And I'm glad to be here. I'm very, very grateful for everyone. So if you've got any questions, guys, drop me a message. If you listen to this podcast, drop me a message on LinkedIn or listening. Our listeners are increasing week by week by week. If you're in the industry, if you think there's been good ideas in this podcast, send it through to your colleagues, to your line managers, whoever it might be. Get them listening to it. The more people that we have listening to this, the more good people that we're going to have coming into the industry. I had a girl today, an actuarist. Now, any of you know what actuary is? And I can barely spell the word or say the word, but you've got to be extremely smart to be an actuarist. And this guy reached out to me today, who's listening to the podcast, and says, hey, what? I'm interested in getting in construction. She's what, 23, 24. She's from Ireland. This is important. This is important. You know, we get the word out there. We get the more people we have listening to this, the better people we have coming into construction. So get it out there, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great week ahead, a happy new year, and I look forward to reaching out to you with another episode next week.